I guess I thought I'd just study documentaries and pick little things here and there that could be useful, such as number one, if I want to show something on from websites, which I think I should, it's a good way of enriching the visuals, then I could have a shot of me, my hands only, and my laptop, and then something on the screen there as my fingers are rolled. I'm looking for something. And then I could even, if I want to, have a shot of my eyes looking down at that screen. This adds a little drama, a little, yeah. Speaking about maps, I'm looking here about this MH370 plane that disappeared. And when they show maps there, they show a satellite map straight off and no overlay or anything except the names of important places, like here's Malaysia, Vietnam, Kuala Lumpur, and the sea and there and the Philippines, just and then a line showing where that plane disappeared. Okay, and if there's a person that we interview here who has opinions about something, who has thoughts about something, who has feelings about something and topic, then let that person speak, tell his or her story, record it in nice audio, and then take B-rolls. In other words, shots of a person doing things, thinking, walking on the beach, in the forest, thinking, and then you put that as a narrator over off camera. What is it? Narration thing, voiceover to that. This is a common way of doing it. Of course, dig up as many YouTube videos as possible, especially famous people talking about the topic and so on, and so-called B-roll material, maybe you can find that too. Okay, so we got a mystery to be solved, or several. We got conflicted opinions about it. We got the situation that is affected by it. In other words, the situation of life on Earth of us kind of depends on these questions, and we could tie them in there by showing, not telling, how things that scientists have been telling us have shaped, contributed very much, much more than we may think, to shaping the planet as it is today. Certain ideas. Well, I mean, how that can get away with that, I have no idea. Regarding the usage of B footage, it can be, it seems, quite generic and broad, such as just a shot over a city or some nature that may not be related to the what is being spoken there by the narration, but somehow or other for instance, here they speak about government's lie or something like that, and then people have questions and there's a fog over it, and they show a picture of a just above a city, a city line, whatever you call it, at night when a little fog or smoke is coming from these houses. I mean, they can be from the same kind of environment as what we are talking about is going on, where a person that we interview live, or where something has happened in general in that country or whatever. Okay, and film, computer screens. I mean, Linux stuff is always impressive. Whatever.